Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The day after it was announced that masks were to come down or able to come down, South Africa reported its first case of monkeypox, with cases of monkeypox mostly involving individuals who self-identify as men having sex with men. There is a still concern that the disease is being used to stigmatize gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. The question is, how concerned should we be about monkeypox here in South Africa? Professor Adrian Puren, he joins us this morning, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. A very good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, different pandemic.
Yeah. Hopefully not pandemic. Well, I was just going to say, does that mean we need to panic? All right. So monkeypox here in South Africa, that was inevitable, wasn't it?
Yes, I think given, you know, that South Africa is a hub for international travel, and given the countries that are affected, and we have, you know, exchanges in terms of visitors and so forth, it's not unexpected. And in fact, as you know, the case that we did identify does not have a travel history, and that's similar to what has happened elsewhere in Europe. And I think that's the unique feature of this particular outbreak in the various countries, that the individuals do not have a history of travel to endemic countries. So very similar to what's occurred there.
How contagious is this?
So the monkeypox virus is, and it's an unfortunate naming, and I hope that the WHO will come up with, and there's an agreed way in which viruses are named, will change that name, but it's not a contagious virus. It certainly belongs to the same group as the so-called smallpox virus, but it's not efficiently transmitted from individual to individual. It needs, what I understand, is prolonged exposure. And again, there's controversy around respiratory spread, but close contact, skin contact, for example, or exposure to fomites, in other words, the sharing of specific utensils, possibly, and or bed linen, kissing, for example, are ways in which it's thought that this particular virus is transmitted. But again, it's a fairly, I know that for the individual it may not be, but it's a fairly mild infection and self-limiting. However, it does take a while for resolution of the skin, if you have the rash, to occur.
So it's not, it's generally not fatal, is that right?
Absolutely. So I know that there are so-called case fatality rates that have been, that is in the public in terms of the clade. So there's the so-called milder clade, which has a so-called lower case fatality rate of about 1%, and the other one 10%. But again, I think it really just depends on the current scenarios. For the current outbreak in so-called non-endemic countries, as far as I know, there's only been one or two fatalities. So in the main, this has been not a severe disease at all. You can certainly have poorer outcomes, I believe, in pregnant women, children under the age of 8 or 10, and I think in immunocompromised individuals. But again, no reports thus far with regard to the current outbreak.
What do we know about immunity for people who have been vaccinated against smallpox?
Yeah, so again, the sort of figures that are touted is that if you have been vaccinated with the smallpox, you're likely to be the efficacy would be about 85% with the smallpox vaccine. And so you can imagine that only those individuals above 40 or 50, depending on when I think South Africa stopped vaccinating, should have some level of protection. But as you can see, this particular outbreak has really affected many younger males, you know, the age bracket of 30 and so forth, in terms of the average age. So they won't have a level of protection.
In terms of the spread, you know, we saw HIV starting off, for example, in the same way. How long does it take before it reaches a more generalized population?
Well, that's a very interesting and an important question. So there has been a recent publication. Again, it's not been peer reviewed, but it would appear that given the networks in which this particular infection is being transmitted, the likelihood of, if you like, spillover or reaching, let's say, heterosexual networks is very low, in other words, in terms of the general population. In fact, they have some figure, I think, up to about 10,000 cases within a network, a social network, current social networks at least in the UK, but it's highly restricted to those particular networks, with very little spillover. But again, you know, we need to caution that, yes, if it's replicated here in South Africa, you know, we don't always understand some of our social and sexual networks. So again, we need to be aware, but our risks as in terms of the general population should be low.
Mm. Just before I let you go, in terms of incubation period and time that you're contagious, how does that look with monkeypox?
So again, a fairly lengthy, versus COVID, for example, lengthy incubation period up to about 13 to 20 days, but it can be shorter, about 5 to 13 days. You will have a prodrome of fever, feeling unwell, tired, backache, muscle pains, and so forth. And then a characteristic lymphadenopathy, which distinguishes this from other infections that you have to do differential on. But once that prodrome starts, so 3 days prior after that, you will start getting the rash. So 3 days before the rash appears, and then thereafter, until the skin has healed, transmission can occur as a result of close contact.
And that's where we leave it. Professor Adrian Puren, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, talking to us about South Africa's first case of monkeypox.